I'm sitting on a park bench in Cork, enjoying Irish sunshine, which is pretty rare. Not me sitting on a bench, but Irish sunshine is rare. My dog is in front of me, and I've been sitting down after our walk, thinking about, let me practice a bit of gratefulness. You know how everybody these days seems to suggest to you that you should keep a gratitude diary, either at the end of the day, fill out two or three things that you're grateful for during the day. Well, I'm not much good at that. I think I've got a curmudgeonly side to me that I'm not grateful every single day, but I'm out of practice anyway. So today I am grateful. And I'm grateful to a woman called Daisy, who lives in East Indonesia, and she is course coordinator, perhaps even a lecturer, for a group of students at university that are studying culture and languages. This morning, Irish time, I got up fairly early and I gave a session about the English that is spoken in Ireland to, I didn't count the students, I'd say there were about 16 there. Spoke about Irish language. I did a little introduction about Ireland, thinking, well, hardly any of them will ever have been to Europe. So I showed them on a map where Ireland was. It looked like a very small place when looking at a map of Europe, and of course it is. And then I showed them a map of Ireland, and I told them that the English had a big influence on the English that's spoken in Ireland. I told them that there were different accents in Ireland, and that there were even different accents for each of the 32 counties in Ireland. So that's, if I remember rightly, is how I set the scene. And I put the whole thing in the context of the Irish language having been the language of everybody nearly up until, let's say, 1500. And at that stage, things started to change, and gradually English became the spoken language of almost the whole country. But here's the reason I'm even mentioning this is that I'm so pleased that Toastmasters International went online during the pandemic and enabled me and other people to mix with each other online, Zoom, Teams, or whatever, because I would never have got an invitation to go to Indonesia and run a session, which was about 35 minutes of a monologue from me, and I sort of kicked myself saying, why did I, talk for that long? About another 45 minutes of questions and me responding. As you'd imagine on a Zoom call when you say, would anybody like to ask a question? Nobody will say anything. These were, after all, university students, and they were, let's say, in the presence of their tutor, and I don't know what the cultural practices or what the practices are in Indonesia in relation to asking a, let's call me a lecturer. I tried to do the lecture in a very conversational style, but they'd be better judges of how well I succeeded at that. But think about it. A guy from Ireland, born west of the Shannon, in other words, in the west of the Ireland, has a kind of mixed life, you'll say. But today gets to talk to students in East Indonesia. And isn't that special? About a topic I know something about, but I'm not an academic. I can't give them technical details. I can tell them where they can find them. But I could talk about Irish culture and gave certain examples. I remember giving the example of the word knackered to say that you're very tired, knackered. And also the example of by hook or by crook. Now, I don't imagine many people listening to this will understand what by hook or by crook means, but hook is a place and crook is a place. But to say by hook or by crook means I'll definitely do it, absolutely certain. By hook or by crook, I'll be home by 6 o'clock. I will definitely be home by 6 o'clock. I really, excuse me, I'm a bit yawning. It was, I think, 5 o'clock in Indonesia, and it was 9 hours earlier in Cork. So all I can say is that it was a wonderful experience. I celebrate the person who invited me, who also happens to be a member of Toastmasters, whom I was once in the same club as, but she left the club. That gap was for another yawn. I think I better get out of the sun, otherwise I'll feel like lying down on this bench. But that's what is the marvelous thing. I hate to say, but I will say it, that we have to thank the pandemic for, because that caused Toastmasters to go online. And I've got so many connections all over the world that I feel thoroughly enriched by them. This was an example of people who were, I think, studying English in order to become better at English. And it's about 10% of the population of East Indonesia who speak English. Thanks. Oh yeah, that's another point of controversy. Should you say thanks at the end of a podcast?